Hello, this is Pastor Travis from Unity Church Magnolia. We want to thank you for joining us today for this week's podcast. We pray that it will encourage you and strengthen you for your journey with Christ. We hope to see you soon. God bless you as you listen.
Awesome. Well, hey, let's really, Pastor and everybody that came up and preached is our gave testimonies, it's really been connected to my message, and I love when God does that. But real fast, so I can get to the message, let's get our tickets out. If you've brought in a guest this month with you, or you're a first-time guest in here, would you raise your hand? Anybody? If you brought a guest, or if you're a first-time guest, raise your hand. Now, don't lie in God's house now. Come on. All right. Let's see. If you brought a guest or if you're a first-time guest, would you raise your hand? We're going to give you a ticket. You're going to get an opportunity to win some prizes today. And it's going to be awesome. So, give you guys just a minute, and I'm going to take a minute to set up while they're taking a minute to do all that. So, all right, did we get everybody? Huh? Yeah. All right. So we're giving away, Pastor, just to make sure, we're giving away two canisters, and we're giving away a $100 gift card, correct? All right. Good deal. Yeah, if you brought someone at all this month, raise your hand. So we don't want to miss you. If you brought somebody with you at all this month, we don't want to miss you for this one. All right, so we have. Oh, and if you were a first-time visitor this month, also raise your hand. A lot of opportunities today. It's a good deal. All right, so we're going to draw for the canisters first, and then the last drawing we're going to give is for the $100 gift card. So, has everybody gotten a ticket? Yeah, put those in there too. Yeah. All right. We got everybody. Last call. That works. All right, come on up, KK. You're going to help me do this. All right. So draw us one. All right, read the last three digits.
543.
543. Oh, okay, there we go. Hey, KK, can you take this back to her? Or which one would you want which one of these would you want? White one or black one? Black one. All right, there we go. Give her a hand. Awesome. All right, we're going to draw for the white one now. All right, last three.
529.
There we go. First time guest, look at that, that's awesome. All right, now we're gonna draw for the big one, $100 gift card. Let's see who this is. I gotta shake that up real good. All right, here you go. Let's see. Uh-oh, everybody's heart's racing. All right, you gotta read this one slow so it's anticipation.
548.
Oh, amen. All right, you can take that back to her. Miss Julia, that's awesome. God is good, ain't he? awesome. Well, hey, so as Pastor Trevor said, I'm Pastor Quay, and I don't need to really explain a whole lot about myself. A lot of you guys know me. But Today, I don't normally preach at night, so I'm going to say tonight maybe at least twice. So anyways, we're going to talk about being rooted this morning. We're going to talk about being rooted. And Pastor Travis normally has a sermon series going on, and it normally kind of keeps me a little contained. I like that because it kind of gives me somewhere to preach, some direction to go in. But we're not in a series right now. And so this is just something that I've been walking through in my life. And to me, I could preach a whole series on this myself. But this is what I'm going to encourage you guys to do. If you could turn to John 15, John chapter 15. And my challenge to you this week is to really read John 15. Now, I know people get up here and they say, hey, you should read this week. This would be a good chapter for you to read. But I'm telling you, John 15 is the chapter. It is like, it is really good, okay? You're going to want to read this. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to be your tour guide today through maybe the first half of John 15 because it's a lot in here. And I just believe that being rooted in the right things is so important to your life. Amen? I believe that when you're rooted in what's right, you can grow a healthy way. And so today, I'm just going to ask a simple question to you guys. What are you rooted in? What are you rooted in? What is the source of your strength? What do you go to whenever you have something in your life that is difficult? What is your default? Where do you go whenever you have to be, or whenever you need strength in your life? And so I'm going to read this first part of this scripture, and then we're going to pray, and then I'm going to talk about some things that I'm going to ask you a few questions about being rooted. So John 15, chapter 1, or verse 1. I'm all over the place. Okay, so let's read it. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself, but it must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like branches that are thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my word remains in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you draw out the words that you would have me say today. I pray that you would begin to just speak to our hearts and just really, really draw something out. Let it not be my words, but let it be a word that can be spoken through me, and it can meet every need that you have ordained to meet today. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, I had some more scripture that I was going to read, but I'm not going to read it all just because, I just really think that covers a lot. And what I asked you earlier, I said, what are you rooted in? What are you rooted in your life? Here's a few things, and I'm going to have to go through some of the scriptures. Here's a few things that I feel like I want to ask you if you're rooted in the right things. And these are entirely simple, but I think simple is good. Simple brings us back to center. Simple brings us to ask the real questions that we're dealing with. Sometimes I think we preach to the leaves. I think a lot of pastors preach to the leaves in our life. But Real change is going to happen when you deal with the roots. Real change is going to happen when you deal with the root system. So I want to know this. Are you rooted in the right God? Are you rooted in the right God? Now, I know that's like preaching to the choir because you're like, I'm here. I'm at church. I didn't ask if you were rooted in church. I asked if you were rooted in God. I didn't ask if you were rooted in coming to church every week. Because God, being rooted in God isn't a weekly meal. It's a daily one. It's not a weekly source that you just come and you get a word here and you just leave. How would you survive in your life if you only took a breath once a week? If you only took a breath once a week, if you're not rooted in the right God, then you're not rooted in the healthiness that you need to be in. And so you might say, well, there's only one God. There is only one true God, just like what the verse says. There's only one true vine, but there are many other little g gods in this world. So this is the true test to that is what do you do? Just like I said, what do you do when you need power? What do you do when you need a sense of sensation or something to make you joyful? What do you do? Do you run to that person? Do you run to the likes on your Facebook page or your Instagram page? I gotta mention Instagram because I preach to youth. They don't know nothing about Facebook. They don't. But anyway, are you running to substances that aren't gonna be healthy for you? Don't look at me like that. Like you never ate the whole bag of Doritos. Come on, I know what you do just like me. Like you never had three bowls of cereal. Comfort food, yeah. I know what it is. Are you rooted in the right gods? Are you rooted in the right gods? This is what I love about our church is I love that when we gave our testimonies, there were testimonies here. You just saw a lot of people that were rooted in some of the right things in their lives. I didn't ask you if you're rooted in church, but if you're rooted in God. But I do want to point out the importance of being rooted in church, because it is important to be rooted in church. It's not that church is your God, but church is a place that you should be rooted in. You should be here every week, letting someone scream a scripture at you every now and then. You should be here every week, building relationships with people in this church. I just want to come back to Amber. I love Amber's story where she came in here and I could just feel that she felt home and that this church made her feel like family and these people, Amber, they've been praying for you. You know that? These people have been praying for you and I believe that some of the blessings that have come in your life have been directly appointed to what's been going on at this church. I do believe that, and I believe that for my own life. I haven't always worked at the church, but I've never had a job that someone in the church didn't bless me with. This is the place where I learned about marriage, and from my family, nobody's married in my family except me. And so the church is where I learned about how to be a man. The church is where I learned about how to be a husband and different things like that. And it's important that you have the right God that you're rooted in, but it's also important that you're rooted in the right relationships. Are you rooted in the right relationships in your life? Is this a place where you just come and you just get your word and you just kind of you know you dip out before the prayer is over with at the end? Or do you go to lunch with people? You see, this is a place where everybody can come and just and find rest. They can find strength. They can find support here. And I love, Brother Robert, you just preached, man, you preached an awesome word last week about just being a true friend. Like that, some of those things convicted me last week, man. There was just some people that God brought in my life, and I think He gave you that word for me, if anybody else, for me to just be to understand and be convicted to and compelled to move to do something. Because
I had a friend last week that he called me and he was just telling me that he was, he felt like he took one step forward and two steps back, and he was just down and out in his life, and the Lord just kind of compelled me to help him on and try and bless him with something. But it's things like that. It's things like the convictions that Robert had that I probably would have never got if I wasn't sitting in this building, or the convictions that or just the support system that I get here, going and be able to eat lunch with people and go out and hang out with people and do life with the people in this building. You have to be rooted in the right relationships. And then I want to ask you this: are you rooted in the right purpose? Are you rooted in the right purpose? You need to be rooted in the right purpose in your life. And I'm not saying that everybody's here is called to work at the church and quit your job and become a pastor of whatever. No, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that you need to change your perspective on purpose. Because your purpose isn't just to get up and get a check every day. Your purpose isn't just to get up and go to school every day. Your purpose isn't just to do this, but your purpose is to serve the Lord in whatever you do and whatever you're going through in your life. You have to be rooted in the right things. Are you rooted in the right things? And here's the thing about being rooted is that I think sometimes we think that when we're rooted in God, we won't have any problems. When we're rooted in the right relationships, that relationships won't get messed up, that we won't have arguments, that we won't have disagreements. And when we're rooted in purpose, that we think that we're never going to feel drained or burnt out or tired because we're doing the Lord's work. But that's not true. And so going through these things, this is kind of, for you guys that don't know, this is kind of like the way that I check myself, the way that I check my balance is okay, am I spending time with God? Do I have the right relationships? Am I remembering my purpose? And I'm looking at all these things, and as you guys know, Michaela shared earlier that 3 weeks ago, we had a miscarriage, and we lost our baby. And when you go through something like that, you think to yourself, I was rooted in all the right things, and I still had something horrible happen. I was rooted in all of the right things, and this still happened. Why? I'm connected to the source. This verse even says that if I'm rooted in the right things, it promises me that if I'm rooted in the right things, that I can ask for anything. It says that. I read that. It says I can ask for anything. And whatever I ask for, the Lord will bless me. And so why? Why did I have to go through? Why did we have to go through what we did? Well, over this last time, I don't have a lot of time to talk to you about this, and I wish I could. And honestly, I'm still learning my own self. But over this time, I've just learned some truths about being rooted in the right things. And I just wanted to share a few of those with you. And so this is what you need to know about being rooted, and this is what I've known, is number one, is Jesus is the only true source. Jesus is the only true source. Because see, after what has happened to us, I just can't, me and Michaela have said it plenty of times, we've said, we can't imagine people going through what we went through without God. Like, I don't know how they do it. I don't know how. I mean, and here's the thing with us is that, yeah, it hurts, but being connected and being rooted to God has been the only thing that's really kept us going in a lot of ways. And so here's the thing. I know our thing, I'm not trying to compare pain, and I'm not trying to compare what everybody else is going through, because I know you are all going through a storm. Everybody in here is going through something in their life. Everybody in here has troubles, has trials, has things that they're going through, not even physically, maybe emotionally, which is sometimes even worse, maybe mentally, anything like that. But here's what I want you to understand, is being rooted in the right things, being rooted in God is the only way you can receive power to get through what you're going through. today, if you are going through a storm, you need to get rooted in the true God. You need to be rooted in Jesus. He's the true vine. And here's something else that this verse really helped me out with is everybody goes through seasons of setback. Everybody goes through a season of setback. I thought it was pretty funny. You know, I was looking at this, and he says, he cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, and then he prunes those that do bear fruit. And I'm not like a gardener or anything like that or whatever. So I was like, okay, he prunes the ones that, you know, what does that mean? I looked it up, and the definition meant to cut. And so he cuts off the fruitless one, and he cuts back the fruitful one. And it's almost like you're snipped if you do, or you're snipped if you don't. I mean, it's like everybody gets the same cut. So here's the thing, is no matter what you're going through in life, you're always going to have a setback at some point in time. You're always going to have a setback that will try and knock you down, that will try and hinder you from going in the ways that you need to go. And we all walk through the same steps in life. And like I said, I thought following God meant that I wasn't going to go through any trouble. But, you know, when you read the Bible, that's the furthest thing from the truth. Jesus says this life will bring you trouble. You will be persecuted for following me. You will go through things that are not even your fault. And it's just because you said that I believe in you, that I believe in Jesus. And I'm not saying that it's always the devil, and I'm not saying that the devil did whatever, but I will say this, that when something happens to you, your mind starts to wander to destroy you. Your mind starts to go in all kind of different directions. And for me, knowing this, knowing that, I love what you guys have been saying. What Pastor and Sister Lynn said is that you could be going through something, and that's an indicator that you're doing the right things. And that has just been something for me that has encouraged me. So, okay, so if you're cut off when you bear no fruit, and you're cut back when you do bear fruit, how do you know if you're living the right life? How do you know if you're doing the right things? I think it's this. I think your growth is dependent on your response to your cutting. I think your growth is dependent on how you look at your circumstance. And I can either say to myself, God did this and God hurt me and God did the wrong things. Or I can say that God is faithful. And God is going to bless me, and God is going to do, and God is going to walk with me through the darkest times of my life. You have got to understand that just because it's cut back doesn't mean that a blessing isn't coming back. You got to realize that. You got to realize that. I love this chapter, and here's a little context about it. John 15 is kind of towards the end of Jesus' life. It is basically he just told his disciples that he's going to die, and that he was and so his disciples, of course, after spending so much time with him, were very disappointed by this. They were very distressed, and so he had to go through this. Pretty much, he's going through his last words with the disciples, and last words have weight, you know. If you know that you're gonna go, and then you know that those are gonna be your last words, you're gonna say something meaningful. You're not gonna talk about anything crazy, you know what I mean? But you're gonna say the right things. And so he's talking to them, and he's giving them advice. He's telling them what to do after he leaves, and he's saying, "Remain in me, remain in me." I mean, if you read this verse, it is. Really, like, okay, we get the picture. You want us to remain in you, and you want to remain in us. He has this thing about remaining. He has this thing about the consistency of remaining in Christ. And here's what you got to understand about remaining is that remaining is a day-to-day thing. It's a day-to-day thing. And so here's the next thing about being rooted. Is being rooted is gonna cause your growth, or means your growth may take a while. It means your growth may take a while. This is gonna take a while. I wish I could tell that to people that gets baptized, and they get out and they're all wet and they're ready to go take on the world. They think that they're just, you know, this is it. That's the end. That's not the end. That's the beginning. And just because you got dunked in the tank doesn't mean all your problems are gonna go away. That doesn't mean that you're gonna stop cussing all at once. Come on. That doesn't mean that you're gonna stop thinking about the things that you think about. Just because you got baptized doesn't mean that. It may take a while. I wish I could tell that to students about their relationships. And I do tell them that a lot. That just because you haven't found the sweetheart of your life doesn't mean that you're never gonna get married. It may take a while. I was 25, and those people that are in here that look at that, they're like, okay, 25, that's not really a whole lot, but you guys, that's like 10 years for y'all. But that's okay. And I'm just saying, here's the thing, is that it may take a while. And I love this point because I think a lot of times we could preach about suddenly in the church and we could set it off in here. I mean, you could talk about all of a sudden the Lord did this. All of a sudden there was breakthrough. All of a sudden there was this. And the church would just go off. I mean, even Hateful Henry in the back would stand up on that one. You know what I mean? If there's a Henry, I don't think there's a Henry back there. But anyway, he would even stand up and shout me down. But I want to let you understand. I want to let you know this is that a lot of things in Christ isn't just suddenly. It takes a while. It takes a while. And so even what we've been talking about, being rooted in these right things, being rooted in God, being rooted in the right relationships and purpose and things like that, you're not going to always feel like you want to do that. You're not always going to feel like you want to come to church. You're not always going to feel like reading your Bible. You're not always going to feel like coming and serving. We have plenty of opportunities here to do every one of those things. And this is not a plea to say like, hey, we need you to do this, blah, 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 whatever. But we definitely want you to. We definitely want you to, and not for our benefit, but for yours. Because being in the right thing, being rooted in the right things is the way to healthy growth. It's the way to do the right things in your life. And I just want you to understand this, is that although right now it might seem to you, I don't want to do that, over time you will find out, man, this is the way to fulfillment. This is the way to growth. And see, here's the thing is that we won't break through right now. We won't break through right now. And I understand that. But it's a marathon. Breakthrough is a marathon. And here's a quick story, and I'm gonna close. I know we're getting close to the end, but when I was about 4 or 5, I don't know how many years ago, but anyway, I was signed up to run this race, and it's a obstacle race. It's called the Spartan Race, and you go and do all these obstacles. I mean, it is hard, you know. And so I thought it was a 10K race, you know. And I'm training for a 10K. If you guys don't know what that is, that's like 6 miles or whatever. And so I was running, you know, and trying to get up to 6 miles, and I was, you know, 6 miles, 7 miles, and I thought, well, if I get, you know, extra mile in, maybe I can stay up with the obstacles and stuff. And I was working out and whatnot and all this. And so me and my friend Cody, he was the one who signed me up for this race. And so, you know, we're talking about the 10K the whole time. And so we get to the race and we start running, and you know, it's going good, and it's hard. First off, it's like 30 degrees outside. I mean, they like, first thing they had us do was jump in this big old mud puddle thing. And like, we're just like, okay, I'm done, you know. But anyway, so we're running and we're going, and he's like, I'm looking at him. I'm like, man, we've got to be getting to the end. You know, we're just thinking about it. We're like, we've got to be like a mile away or whatever. And then we keep running, and we're looking around. We're like, okay, are we lost? Like, what's going on? You know, and at some point in time, one of us said, man, this is way longer than 6 miles. Like, this cannot be a 10K. And then this guy, like, I mean, he's just like this buff dude and like just going, you know, I think he probably went and lapped us or something like that. I don't know. But he runs by and he looks at us and he's like, 10K. He's like, no, man, this is a half marathon. And I look at him, I'm like, a half marathon? 12 miles with obstacles. And I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm through. Luckily the Lord like knew that I was done, because like we got lost at like 3 times. We really did get lost. We got lost. And then we ended up like, so there's like times and stuff. And our group went, and by the time we were like maybe an hour into it or whatever, we didn't see our group anymore. Like, we didn't even want to ask people what time they started running, you know, and all this stuff. And so we ended up, so we got lost, and then like we were like, okay, we need to figure out where we're going. And we jump back on, finally we get back on track, and then we look back and like everybody in our group's like behind us. And so we took some kind of shortcut. I think we cut off like 3 miles or something. But I tell you that story because here's the thing is that it's a marathon to be rooted in the right things, and it's hard to commit to consistency when you don't know how long your race is. It's hard to commit to consistency when you don't know how long it is until your breakthrough. It's hard to commit to being rooted into something when you don't understand when the end is. But I want to tell you something, and I want to encourage you with this. You may be closer to the end than you ever were before, and you don't even know it. You could be right there. The next corner you turn could be the finish line, and you don't even understand. You don't even know. All you have to do is remain and abide in the Lord. That's all you have to do, is remain and abide in the Lord. And I don't know. I don't think our pain from this thing will ever go away. I mean, obviously, this is something big. But here's the thing is that I know that a week ago was harder than this week. And I know that next week, I'm hoping at least, next week is going to be easier than last week. And I know that every time I get closer and closer and weeks go on, I'm closer to heaven. And you know what that means? That I'm closer to meeting my son one day. And so here's the thing. Amen. And you can all stand up. We're about to close. Here's the thing, and here's the last thing I want you to know about this, and this is what I'm believing with all of my heart, is being rooted is worth it. Being rooted is worth it. I don't know what you're going through, what you came in here with, or what you came in here without. But here's what I do know, is that when you get rooted, one day, you will see that it's worth it.
Hey, thanks again for joining us for this week's podcast. If you were blessed by the message today, please join us by visiting us at ucmagnolia.com. You can see what's going on, you can give online, and you can be a part of what God's doing at Unity Church Magnolia. God bless you, and we hope to see you soon.